Who are you and why are you here, apart from the fact I've asked you to be here?
Well, how charmingly put. I'm Daniel Bai, I'm a theatre maker, and I'm here partly because I was performing my show The Price of Everything at the Tipping Point post-match entertainment last night. And here partly, I suppose, because my next show is going to be about the environmental protest movement. And so I'm interested in listening to what other work is being done in the area.
Your show was very interactive. In fact, I very rarely, am one of those people that will call out or get involved, but I was the first person to throw a number at you as you priced up the human body, which was a fascinating study on your behalf, but, spouting of information.
Yeah, I try to make it as interactive as possible. I think some of the interaction, the bit where I get people to shout out numbers, for example, it's really nice to get that kind of interaction near the beginning of the show. Actually, I think it probably feels more interactive than it actually is. It's just the fact that I'm not pretending to talk to the audience. I'm actually talking to the people who are actually there. And it astonishes me how rare that is in theatre, actually. We invite groups of people into rooms, get them to pay £10 for the privilege, and then put them in the dark and ignore them for an hour. And it strikes me that that's just quite rude. You wouldn't invite someone around to your house and ignore them for the evening. And
you were almost the caterer.
I am the caterer, giving everyone a little bit of a drink of milk. I want to welcome my audience. I'm grateful that they've come, and I like sort of a warm and a friendly environment, and I think that we can go further together into more interesting territory, perhaps even more difficult territory, if we're all comfortable being in a room with each other, first of all. I think anger and despair are massively overrated.
Would you call yourself an activist?
Yeah, I would. I think other people have called me an activist a little. It doesn't quite come naturally to me to call myself an activist. And I hope that my work is more than activism, or is activism as a side effect. For the benefit of the tape, in the background we can hear Alan Davey, Head of Arts Council England, on his telephone.
Maybe we'll get some juicy information as it happens. They've announced some interesting stuff today, haven't they, about sustainability in bids, I believe.
I believe that that's the next session, actually, that announcement's going to be made.
Oh, it's not official yet.
It's official that there's going to be some announcements, but what those announcements are, maybe that's Ed Vasey on the other end of the line saying, cancel it.
pull out, we'll pull back, hang on. I don't know what the relationship's like.
Not quite that close, I think. judging from the State of the Arts conference last week, anyway. Kind of polite deference.
What would you like your theatre to do?
I want people to laugh and enjoy themselves. I want people to think, and I think people want to as well. I think people are hungry for something which is quite nourishing intellectually as well as emotionally. I want people to feel things. But I also, I've been troubled by a phrase recently. People often say history will be the judge, as if it doesn't really matter what we think now. History will decide. And what people forget, I think, when saying that is that we're part of history. It's happening. And we can be the judge. We are part of history, and therefore we can change history, individually or collectively. People feel powerless, and I would like them to feel empowered and enabled.
There was definitely
without
that
any pressure.
Feeling last night, there was definitely that feeling last night. But would you call this an easy audience? Or the hardest possible audience?
I was talking to my friend Joshua before the show, and he said, oh, you're performing tonight, aren't you? I said, yeah. He said, God, nightmare audience. Entirely full of cynical arts professionals and everyone who's ever been near the idea of funding the show. And at that point I thought, oh yeah, you're probably right. It probably isn't a nightmare audience.
They're very good at installing fear.
Yeah, so that was a helpful comment from Josh beforehand. But it was...
But they love art, and they love theatre.
Indeed, yeah, but they've seen a hell of a lot of it, and the bar's pretty high. But beforehand, I was quite nervous beforehand, and I think it felt like it took a few minutes to warm up. I don't know whether that was me or the audience or both, but it took a few minutes for us to kind of come together. But I really enjoyed the show last night. I really enjoyed doing it, and it felt like it did connect with the audience.
There aren't many, I'd like to think there aren't many restrictions to the artist or the theatrical performer outside of financial restraints nowadays. If you could do absolutely anything, no holds barred, morals, legally, physically, what would you do?
That's an almost impossible question to answer. It's like when you're at primary school and the teacher says, write a poem, it can be about anything, and you can't. Whereas when the teacher says, write a poem about a piece of paper in some sand on a beach in Whitby on a Thursday morning in August, it's virtually...
That's the poem done.
Exactly, it writes itself. Constraints are good, I think. Moral constraints are good.
For society in general.
Indeed, yeah. I mean, obviously, artists are living in financially straitened times. And so creative problem solving is called for. And actually, I think the way that's happening mostly at the moment is that everyone's become much, much smarter about resource sharing, and particularly larger institutions, because they're just next door. Northern Stage is worth mentioning as a really good example, I think, of an organisation that's very, very good at using the resources it has.
What amazing staff as well. You'd think that, and when people have got limited cash, people get miserable. Unbelievable staff last night.
We were really looked after.
They really, they're terrific, and they enable a lot to happen. And I'm sure that they're one of the reasons that this event is happening here today. This is like the third or fourth really terrific conference I've been to that's involved Northern Stage just in the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. Other theatres are quite happy to just get on putting on a play every so often, but Northern Stage really try and get involved in the thinking around how to make things happen, and I couldn't applaud them more wholeheartedly. They've been very good to me as well, so this is a little bit of a grease.
What will you take away from Tipping Point, the conference, apart from obviously a small sack of cash and some empty milk bottles?
If only I were taking away a small sack of cash, and I have to admit that the milk bottles have already gone in the recycling. What will I take away? I've become quite cross about how keen everyone seems to be on anger. Anger's massively overrated. Have I already said this? Have we already just had this conversation? No. Ben Twist yesterday talked about Arthur Miller and the effect of his plays in producing what he called a kind of sustainable anger. And he quoted from a scene from Brecht's Mother Courage, talking about Mother Courage saying to someone that his problem was that he couldn't sustain his anger, and so he couldn't get anything done. And then Mother Courage entered the same situation and found that she couldn't sustain her anger either. I don't think anger's sustainable. I don't think anger is the answer. And if we want to bring people with us on climate change, or indeed any other kind of political or social change, any kind of fight for justice, anger's incredibly alienating. No one's attracted by anger. It puts people off. And it isn't sustainable. We can't... We'll just burn out. Whereas, if we can find grounds for optimism, and if we can find ways of enthusing people about what we have to say, then I think we might bring some people with us. And I think I sort of already thought that, but that's crystallised over the last couple of days.
Where can people find you online?
www.danielby.co.uk, or you can find me on Twitter, where I am at Daniel By.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.